Good morning. Praise God. We are so happy that we just heard from one of the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Dimples. Or, they call her Miss Fantastic, but I think she got the cutest dimples. Anyway, praise God. We are going to just go forward as we are going to hear a word from our other co-founder. So get prepared. Put your virtual spiritual seatbelt on. Get ready. Get sit. Have a seat in our virtual pew as you have joined the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we are going to go to our Father in prayer this morning. Good morning, Father God. We thank you for this day, this Wednesday, that you gave us another chance, Father. You sent your angel of life before us this morning and sent them to breathe life into us. And we woke up and we joined the Telecommunications Sanctuary. We are so excited to hear the word that's going to come forward. We don't take anything lightly, Father, as you sent your only Son to save us on this earth, Father God. And we do appreciate that. Our brother, Jesus Christ. We ask you to just open our hearts, our minds, our spirit, and to breathe that word into Dr. Vanessa this morning, and so that we will hear the word that she's preparing us and learn something this morning, Father God. Satan, just so that you know, there is no place for you, so go have a seat in the back and just relax yourself, and you too might get a word. But there's no place that will be no interruption. Our minds will be focused on what thus saith the Lord. Father God, we love you and we thank you, and we know that there is no weapon formed against us that will prosper as we move forward through this day. In your Son's name, our brother, Jesus Christ, amen, amen, and amen. And I'm turning the call over to my lovely host this morning.
Good morning, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. And first, let me say thank you to Minister Benita for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with prayer. And I will just say welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And we want to welcome you all here and thank you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together as a family to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him, and to hear a word from on high. This call was founded by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we lovingly call Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know that where God gave the mission, he also gave a mandate, and that mission is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by these two amazing women of God, as a way for people to come who are connected to Artists International, now Artists Life, and hear a word from on high. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And if you feel like you are being led to join our team, or if you want to host or greet, greeting with what Minister Benita was doing and I am now hosting, or if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this, please send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, the Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call. And today will be hosted by Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And that number is 641-715-3863, access code 539-598#. Again, it's Awareness Wednesday, and it'll be hosted by Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. Today's topic is cardiovascular disease, and that number is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. And, you know, here on the Master's Call, our theme for 2016 is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So we are just excited about what God is doing with this call and through Artist Life. And if you don't know what Artist Life is, get back to the person who invited you to today's call and ask them, well, what is Artist Life and how do I become involved? We also have a new Artist Life call center number, and that number is 702-313-3333. Again, the new Artist Life call center number is 702-313-3333. Wednesday night corporate connect call can be dialed into at 712-432-0900, access code 847-610-POUND, or the webinar at www.artistlife.com. Click on the three prongs and click the opportunity, and then Artist Connect. So I am going to get out of your way and let the woman of God come forth with a message from on high. Today's messenger from the throne room of God is none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Now, I know this woman of God needs no introduction here on this call because she is a woman who comes to the line, reads the word, and brings it uncompromised. She is a lover of the Lord. She is a woman after God's own heart. She is a mentor, a sister, a friend, a prophet of God. She is a woman who is seeking to bring forth the knowledge and wisdom of God so that we, God's people, will learn and grow in his grace. So I'm going to move out of the way so that the woman of the hour can come forth and bless our socks off. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes.
Dr. Vanessa?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for those kind words and a hundredfold of love back to you. Appreciate all you do. Thank you for hosting the Master's Call this morning. We so appreciate you. And to Miss Benita in New Jersey, we love and appreciate you. And thank you so much for all your creativity as you created an atmosphere of hospitality as we welcomed all of our Master's Call family to the line. So a big thanks to you. We are so grateful for each and every one of you who have joined the call. Looking at the board and see our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, on the call today. Warmest kingdom greetings to you also. And I'm just honored to be able to bring the word today. I want to start off with a message and see some different nuggets that I had left out on Sunday. I was blessed to minister the word in my church here in Hempstead, Texas, Mount Corinth Baptist Church. And the theme of the title of the message is a theme that we've heard on this call before. And the first time I heard it was from our speaker yesterday, who just gave us such a powerful word, reminding us the power of one, that it just takes one of us pointing our fingers to ourselves, looking in the mirror, understanding that we can do so much and we're assigned by God to accomplish so much through him that can change the world. And the title of my message is From Transparency to Triumph, but the phrase that he always said the first time I heard it was, there's a blessing in your pressing. There's a blessing in your pressing. And the subtitle of Press On for the Prize. Press On for the Prize. And I'm talking from a vantage point where so much is going on in the world, so many things that we are seeing and experiencing that literally make absolutely no sense to us. And we're wondering, okay, God, we know you're here. We know you're powerful. We know you are all in all. But I got a few questions. And in the midst of the turbulence, we have to be reminded of the word. We have to be reminded of Revelations when it talks about in the end times that even the most elect will be deceived, that people will become lovers of themselves more than God. And it should surprise us that where the word is so clear that others make choices. But for me and my house, for you, your walk, we have to stay true and remember there is a blessing in our pressing. And, you know, I love acronyms. And when I think of press, pursuing righteousness, enduring steadfast strength, and pursuing, and that means we are proactive. See, when you press, you're applying pressure, you're applying force to, you're changing, you're moving. We have to pursue. Righteousness doesn't come our way. That's why the word admonishes us that we're in the world, but not of the world. And we have to make righteous decisions, and they're usually hard decisions. And even more than that, they're often lonely decisions. But we better be on the right side of truth, on what does the word say about it, because his word is what's eternal. So there's a pressing, and there's a blessing in our pressing, but it starts at a place of truth, of transparency, as we're on our road to triumph. And we know the scripture very familiar when Paul wrote to the church in Philippi in the book of Philippians, that third chapter, and we highlight the 13th through the 14th verse, but that 14th verse is what most of us know. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Today, we are pressing toward the mark. In each one of our lives, there's a goal, there's a destiny, there's a promise that God's given us for the prize of a high calling. It's not down there with the turkeys. It's not you being so afraid, you chicken with the chickens, but you're an eagle, and you're pressing for the high calling, soaring above the storm clouds of life to that prize in Christ Jesus. See, today we're going to talk briefly about transparency to triumph. And there is a blessing in your pressing, because we all desire the victory, the success, but we all must be willing. And, you know, I talk about this all the time, the process, and have true growth. And a healthy process requires good old-fashioned transparency to thine own self. Be true. So this morning, let each and every one of us get naked before God. Let's be honest first with ourselves. This morning, let's tell ourselves the truth like it T-I-S-T is, keeping it real. See, transparency requires truth. So we can't just sit on this phone and listen and smile and say, ooh, I wonder who she's talking about. Hold up the mirror, point that finger to yourself, because each and every one of us has some areas. As Joseph Washington says, we have some issues. They pass issues, the issues that we've often not dealt with, because we then will begin to be able to speak the truth in love. But we must be transparent and truthful. See, it's so important when I see, even as a prophet of God, so many people living beneath their potential, starting with me. So many of us operating at 70% when God has been trying to prod us on, press us on with that other 30%. But see, we keep hanging around other folks who operate in the 20%, so we feel like a big fish in a small pond. We're talking about telling the truth today. Everyone must count the cost as we begin this journey, but we have to begin it. Because when you're sitting there frustrated, when you're sitting there full of fear, and when you're sitting there agitated, it's just the Holy Ghost fire under you saying you've been sitting there too long. Let me make you restless, as y'all like to call me, Mother Eagle. I'm taking a wing and pushing you out the nest today, saying it's time for you to flap your wings and fly. You've had these talents. You've helped everybody else be successful but yourself. Flap your wings and fly. You can counsel everybody else, but to thine own counsel be true. Flap your wings and fly. You've had that creative idea that, yes, could have brought you in millions, and you still live in the check to check because you've let fear make you not get started. Don't let the start stop you. Flap those wings and fly and understand with the eyes of faith, yes, there may be valleys. Yes, there may be holy haters. Yes, there may be inconsistencies in our life, but God made you some promises that you're called to be an eagle to soar. You're called to spread your wings of truth and go beneath and beneath what anybody says and get rooted and grounded in the word. We know the scripture tells us the seed of an idea, the start of anything, you plant it and you let it die to what you may want to do and say, God, have your way. And I always say, put on your spiritual safety belt and watch him root you in some things that will make you have a bumper crop above what you could ever imagine, think, or believe. This morning, it starts with us first having to be truthful to ourselves to say, okay, I've wasted some time. I've made some productive, unproductive decisions. I've decided to hang with folks who don't pull me, challenge me, provoke me to be at a higher place. See, even though some people come at me thinking, you know, they give all the disclaimers, Pastor V, I want you to tell me the truth. I know you're going to lay me out. I know you're going to, no, don't give me all that. You just know I'm going to speak the truth in love. And the saddest part about it is you knew the truth before you came. You could have saved both of us the phone call and the visit. I mean, I don't mind seeing you or hearing from you, but you know what the truth is. You know you compromised in areas that have caused it to be a challenging season. You know you didn't tell yourself the truth. Don't call it an exaggeration. You have lied to yourself so long you started to believe the lie. You know, the emperor with no clothes on. But we are going to be transparent so we can get to truth because our ultimate destination is transparency. And the Holy Ghost is just taking me all off my little notes this morning. But all right. And so God is reminding us today, from the transparency to the truth, there's a blessing in our pressing. Let's talk about the press of life. Let's talk about understanding and realizing the devil is going to be the devil. John 10 has not changed in his job description. In John 10:10, he is a thief. He comes to subtract, never to add. He comes to destroy, never to help develop and help you reach your destiny. He comes to devour. I love how Pastor Elsie on our MMC call talked yesterday about don't let the devil ride, because if you let the devil ride, he surely is going to want to drive, and he'll drive you right off the cliff. He'll drive you right into a brick wall where everybody is destroyed and it's nothing but death and destruction. Don't think that light and darkness can hang out in the same place and they never hang out at the same time, because if you allow the darkness to come in, light says, I got to go. I don't hang out in mess, but I'll take the mess that you may have, says the Holy Ghost, and make it into a message. But you got to start at a place of transparency and truth. See, I've been told years ago, and whenever I get ready to want to have what I think is a justified Pastor V pity party, God reminds me, your daily decisions have determined where you are right now. Your daily decisions of the past, good or bad, have now decided the temperature of your life right now. So if you want to change that thermostat, if you want to have things better and not be bitter, then we have to make the decisions to push the start button, to press on so I can reach that blessing. Pursuing righteousness. I'm going to endure with steadfast strength when I go from the transparency to get to my triumph. And through the process, God will perfect you. In Psalms 138:8, I love that eighth verse, and I quote it over myself every day, that the Lord will perfect. Perfect means mature. The things which concern me. God knows me. I pray every day, Lord, show me me. Show me me, and I will be honest, I will be humble, and I will allow you to help me get it right. But you can't help me if I have the ostrich in the sand ministry. if I keep staying in a place of denial. He won't let me move past this. And it's a lot of us on this line who want to blame what mama didn't do for me or what daddy didn't give me for why I was behind the eight ball where I am now. That's 30, 40 years ago. You made me. I made some decisions along the way that caused where I am. We've read too many success stories. We've heard too many triumphs of people who overcame tremendous odds because greater is the Holy Ghost inside of us, 1 John 4:4, than he that's in the world. So today, right now, all that's coming out of our mouth should be, Lord, I repent for when I've wasted time. I repent when I've wasted talent. I repent when I've wasted some of the treasures you've given me. Help me be a better steward of what you've given me. Help me, according to your word in Ephesians 5:16, let me redeem the time. Let me go back and you, Father, with your help, right the wrongs I have done, and those who I can, I thank you for your forgiveness. And I'm moving on. I'm pressing on. I'm pressing for that blessing. I'm not going to depend on anybody but you and me. Jesus, with me and you, that's the majority. If I do my part, you promise to do the exceeding abundantly above. But I first, in a place of truth, in a place of transparency, have to start off with trusting you. So we're on our way in this process toward our triumph. And when God gives us the victories that he's given so many of us on this line this morning, I'll stay at a place of humility. It is so, I know how God must feel because I know how I feel. When I hear people accept awards or accept accomplishments and they have selective amnesia about how they got there, that there was a mother who sacrificed and worked 2-3 jobs to get you there, that there was a village of people who helped you reach that place of success. Yes, you did your part. Yes, you work hard, but there's no I in team. And we are in an industry, and that's why I love network marketing, because it's so much wired like the church. The church can't be the church without individuals coming together collectively to do what we're called to do, but each one must do their part. In network marketing, you cannot go from advisor to platinum by yourself. Everybody who is a rank above started an advisor, whether they're a royal platinum all the way down to the advisor. Everybody started at the same start line. What are you saying, Dr. V? Well, everybody has the same 24 hours in the day. Everybody has been given gifts and talents. Are you going to let God help you hone in, perfect, mature, develop the gifts and talents he's given you so you can soar towards your triumph? But it starts with us operating in a place of truth, being transparent and honest. What does that also mean? I talked about this earlier on some calls. When you mess up, fess up. I was wrong. I missed it. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Some of us would rather barrel down. We're watching right now on the news today, the last 2 or 3 days of a news cycle. I love to keep stay contemporary. I was so proud of Donald Trump's wife. Her speech was phenomenal. Uh-oh, but then the morning came. And you put it side by side, our present First Lady. And isn't that prophetic that a desiring First Lady would use something of a present First Lady who your husband has tried to do nothing but poison with a birth movement? But then instead of you saying, yeah, I was wrong, yes, this is too similar to be an accident, you keep pressing on saying, no, it's not, no, it's not. So, yes, get ready for an explosion. It's going to cost them dearly. Because when we don't fess up, this fester goes like cancer. So for something that big on a national scale to something as private and personal, when you didn't do something you know you should have done, return a phone call, instead of just saying, oh, I am so sorry, I didn't call you back. Well, you know, I had just so many things going on today, and it just was so much. I know I promised, but, you know, excuses. Instead of just saying, I'm sorry, I did give you my word that I would call you back, and I didn't, and I apologize. Now, for some of you all, that may seem so insignificant, but in the eyes of God, if he can't trust us with little, to be integrous, to be truthful, to be honest with little, yet we want to rule the world we're in, go say amen or oh me. So this morning, God is saying to a lot of us, starting with me, we got to stay transparent. And don't worry about holy haters. If I tell people stuff they're using against me, so what? None of us have a heaven or hell to put anybody in. It's our individual walks that will determine our rewards. So today we're going to all decide to start at a place of truth, to be transparent, and know that there's a promise of triumphant, of being triumphant. And with that, as we press, we know God has promised us we'll be blessed. So we're pressing on for the prize, pursuing righteousness as we endure steadfast with strength. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for another on-time word. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. Simply because you are God all by yourself. We thank you that you love and care for us enough to allow this woman of God to bring forth this message of truth and transparency, O God. Lord, we ask right now that you just continue to gird her loins, continue to have a blood hedge of protection around her so that when the darts and arrows that come at her, just try to tear her down, Lord, that you are there holding her up, propping her up, keeping her strong, oh, Heavenly Father. You know every need before it is spoken. Pour back into her life a hundredfold that which she pours out into each one of us. Lord, we ask that you continue to be a loving hedge around Dr. PK, oh Lord. Father God, your word says, by his stripes we are healed, oh Heavenly Father. So we are standing on that healing. We are trusting and believing that you are doing the exceeding and the abundant above all they can ask or hope according to the power that worketh in them. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to keep Mr. Clement Boyd, the Vice President of Sales, and Papa Des De Leon and his family, the creators of Artists International, now Artist Life, oh God. Be a hedge of protection around them. Keep them safe. Keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord, as they continue to lead this company in your will, your way, oh God. Father, we ask that you touch all the bereaved families associated with Artist Life, Lord, and that you keep them and that you be that comfort for them, that peace that passes all understanding, oh God. Lord, we just want to surrender and submit our wills to you. We want to be the eagles that you have called us to be, not afraid to fly, oh Lord, but flying and soaring higher and higher as you give us utterance, oh God. So, Lord, we are just going to call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's not forget that immediately following this call is the MMC call, and today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And that number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598-pound. And again, we have a new call center number. That number is 702-313-3333. Tonight, which is Wednesday night, there is a corporate call, and that number is 712-432-0900, access code 847-610-pound, or you can go on to the webinar at www.artistlife.com and press the three prongs, then click the opportunity, then click Artist Connect. Monday night mentorship call hosted by our VP of Sales, Mr. Clement Boyd, is hosted at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Pacific on Monday nights. And that number is 712-770-4005, access code 671934 pound. With those being all the announcements, we want to again say thank you for joining us and that we hope to hear from you again tomorrow in the morning. And so now I will turn the call back over to Dr. Vanessa for our benediction.
Thank you, woman of God. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for all you're doing in us and through us. We thank you that you're stirring up inside of us a desire to press. You're stirring up inside of us a desire to hunger for your holiness, to hunger for your word. And in that place, we will always walk in your truth. I thank you, Lord God, that as we leave this call, we're empowered, we're encouraged, and we're reminded that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And this today, our lives will make a difference to someone else. This day, we will walk boldly through doors of opportunity as you order our steps. This day, we will let our light so shine that others will be drawn to us as we point them to you. So, Daddy God, covering us in the blood, giving us the mind of Christ, and we are thanking you for the favor that flows in our life. We go out rejoicing, knowing you, Jesus, our Lord. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.